Yo, today is December 5th, 2022. Holy, oh man, things are going fast. It's already December 5th. Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. You're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. And that's exactly what we're living through. Anyways, very interesting tweet from Chad Saylor, Michael Saylor. He released a poll. We're going to get to it during the news, but the signal there is, though, what you can surmise, what information you can get from that poll. And honestly, it was very surprising to me as well, because supposedly, like, wouldn't you think the people following Saylor are into Bitcoin? Like, I don't know. Interesting. So we're going to get into that. Haven't been this bullish in a while. And also, some cloud news, they're already trying to justify higher expectations for inflation, right? And again, if you compare the inflation rate of Bitcoin with the fiat currency or fiat currency's regular inflation rate, it's literally night and day. So yeah, Bitcoin continues to win some sauce from Michael Saylor. And I'm really excited. I don't even know what we're going to cover during the culture. But I want to introduce my legendary co-host, always optimistic, wearing the Bitcoin kindergarten cap. How you doing, Opti? How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. It is another Monday, and we get to do Bitcoin content. How could it be bad?
That's the only cap I don't care that you do free advertising for.
usually most people don't even know what it is. So shouts out to you for pointing it out. You know, but yeah, man, the culture. Our first. I'm excited to get the Nico Jones take on the news segment today. And then today, guys, on the culture, I got a little horror story for you guys. Got a phone call this weekend, and I don't want to scare anyone, but man, I feel bad. We'll get into the culture. So a friend of mine got wrecked, and I want a PSA. We're going to do a PSA today on the culture, so we'll get into it in the culture.
All right, let's do this. Let's start the show, everybody. I'm really pumped. It's Monday. We gotta start strong.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, everybody, at the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 17,070. Sats per dollar, we're at 5,858. Block height, we're at 766,017. Reachable Bitcoin nodes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I said it in the beginning. If you're not running your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. You want the reachable Bitcoin nodes. You want that number to continue to go up. Of course, you know, there's kind of like hidden nodes. There's like nodes that are listening, right? So I'm sure that number is a lot bigger, but you want to be a part of that. You want to be part of, you know, the Bitcoin network, right? Run a node. You could buy one or you could build one, right? Anyways, blocks of the halving, we're at 73,983. Halving estimate April 25th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, we're sitting at 5,070 Bitcoin. Capacity value, $86 million US dollars. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. Continuing to take fiat currencies to absolute school. They're trying to normalize above the 2%, because we all know, right? It's that 2%, that 2% goal. Now, it's really interesting, right? Because that 2% goal, it's like it's low enough where you don't notice, right? But now they're trying to justify that as higher. But if you think about it, it's 2% theft. Because that's what inflation is. It's theft, right? They're stealing your purchasing power to pay for themselves. Right. Anyways, market capitalization, we're at $328 billion. And of course, you know, all the Keynesian economics are going to try to justify. It's like we must, you know, incentivize people to spend. So you must incentivize people to spend by stealing, like basically. Right. It's a total clown show. Jeff Booth said it best. Right. You know, inflation is not necessary. And I'm a big believer in that, you know, and I'm a big believer in that mostly since I've migrated to a Bitcoin standard. Now it's just, I'm 100% sure that's the case, right? Before, you know, you just don't know. Now I'm confident in that. And I think now that, you take away their abilities to inflate effectively, inflate people's savings away effectively, now that people have an option, an alternative, really, to opt out in the first place, I think that will just become more and more apparent. I think before it was impossible to prove because governments were always able to control the money. What was that famous Hayek video? We must find a sly roundabout way. And I think that Bitcoin really is that sly roundabout way. Anyways, I have a clip for you guys. Legendary Tucker Carlson. Again, this comes out. We said it on last week's video. We had a video, by the way, it popped off. Thanks to all you guys. Almost 7,000 views. We love you all. But we posted the thing, and we made the case in that video that Tucker Carlson was orange pilled. I think at this point, it's 100% confirmed. Also, historic moment. We had Elon Musk go into a Twitter Spaces on Friday. 100,000 people listening. And think about how historical this is. Like, and Elon Musk has been tweeting about it. I've been making the case for it, right? You're watching not only the disintermediation of money and state, right? Money and state. You're also watching the disintermediation of information, right? Twitter is allowing millions upon millions of people to the ability, right? It gives them the ability to talk directly with each other, peer-to-peer in a way, right? And I think Twitter Space is a really good, like, tool of that, and it's awesome. And you see legacy media trying to play catch up, and they'll release an article the next day where it's like it's immediate, right, with this, and it's just awesome to see. Anyways, let's check out this clip. It's Tucker and Elon.
See investments.
Yeah, probably
big into Bitcoin.
Can you comment on freedom to transact, Bitcoin, Lightning, Twitter, anything we can look forward to?
Well, I think that's actually more powerful even than, I think, controlling or system. If you have control of the money, monetary system, and control of transactions, you can literally stop someone on transactions. It seems like PayPal has strayed pretty far from the path of that. Like,
I've been banned from PayPal.
Seems to be moving in the direction of social credit and restricting transactions. So that's concerning. So, and I do think there is a role for crypto in the future, without speaking to any particular crypto coin, as a means of ensuring that the monetary system does not get completely corrupted. It essentially provides competition to the fiat system, so that if the fiat system becomes overly restrictive, then crypto will grow. Like, basically, the better that the fiat system works, the less prominent crypto will be, and the worse the fiat system becomes, the more crypto will grow.
And the Bitcoiners have been saying this, right? Elon was saying, right? I think it's inevitable that it's going to get more and more corrupted. And it's interesting because he mentioned the social credit system. He's mentioning, you know, he mentioned the central bank digital currencies and that the beginning with Tucker, right? The guy was talking about, like, oh yeah, cryptocurrency investment. And like Tucker was like, I'm a big fan of Bitcoin, not crypto, Bitcoin. I think Elon is still in the 2017 phase, but it's interesting because we made the case for you guys last week in another video, right? That Twitter was going to potentially use Bitcoin as part of its payments platforms, because if it wasn't truly decentralized, it will inevitably be co-opted by the state. And that's exactly what happened with PayPal. Remember, PayPal's goal was to do what Bitcoin does. That was its goal, but it was inevitably co-opted and turned into this Frankenstein creature, right? Also political activism, not to mention that crazy fine that they tried to implement. No, they took it back when the public had a backlash. And then when no one was looking, they snuck it in again into the policy, right? So it's like, that wasn't the original vision of PayPal. That was the result of it being co-opted by interested third parties, right? So yeah, man, but again, I think the signal there with Elon, right, is I think he's reaching the inevitable conclusion, you know, to use his words, he said crypto, but y'all know it's Bitcoin, right? You know, it's going to continue to increase in popularity as governments do what they do best, because they're always going to want to do two things with government currencies, with fiat currencies. They're always going to want to control it, and they're always going to want to debase it. That is inevitable. You can't change that, right? And with Bitcoin, it's rules without rulers. You have to be okay with your worst enemy using this thing, right? And not so it's censorship resistant, number one. And number two, you can't debase it. There's 21 million, period, right? Specifically if you take self-custody, right? Because if you leave it on an exchange and they rehypothecate it, they create a paper Bitcoin, you're going to have another, you're going to have FTX 2.0, right? So yeah, man, but overall, extremely bullish, has me extremely bullish. And I can't mention this enough, guys. That Spaces on Friday with Elon and 100,000 people, that was a historical moment in the history of mankind. You have the richest man in the world able to talk to people directly, right? You don't know who those people are. They could be behind an Anon account. And that is like a next step, because think about it. What's the next best thing? Elon goes on Joe Rogan or Elon goes on CNBC? That's an interview. You don't have a chance to interact. Now you're listening to the guy in real time answer real questions. And there was a couple questions during that interview or during that Spaces that he straight up could not answer. And you feel that authenticity. You're like, he's avoiding that. Or like, this guy's a bit of a statist, or like, this guy's a bit captured. And it's like, you hear it, it's unfiltered, it's raw. And I suspect that will gain more and more and more and more in popularity. And it all goes down to something, like if you look at it on a fundamental level, this is the great disintermediation. This is what the internet is doing. This is what the sovereign individual, the theory in that book, is coming to light, right? The internet is disintermediating the gatekeepers, whether it's the gatekeepers of information or the gatekeepers of money. And what's left is it empowers individual, the likes of which have never seen before. And you're seeing the state fight back, right? That's why they're saying we must have misinformation boards. That's why they're saying central bank digital currencies. That's their last hurrah at trying to keep on to that privilege, right? But I think they're gonna fail. I think incentives are much stronger than coercion, and we definitely have incentives on our side. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on all this, bro? Are you as bullish as I am?
Well, I stay bulltarded, so that's a totally different conversation. But I miss this space by Elon, and I really like that that clip you did of Tucker Carlson. He's like, you know, low key, yeah, like I love Bitcoin. You know, he's like just off the cuff, like, yeah, I'm really into Bitcoin, and it's like, oh shit, all right.
I'm big into Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm big into Bitcoin. Just like, you know, under his breath, and it's like that's the kind of things that most people will miss. But to your point, and just hearing that little snippet that you played, it's almost like Elon is finally coming around. It's almost like he's finally seeing the issues that we've been talking about forever since he came out as a Dogecoiner. And it seems like, considering everything he's been going through with Twitter, like he's on the verge of just like going full Bitcoin. And of course, there is those little caveats he said in there about, you know, the best crypto will win. And you know, like he doesn't want to, he still can't say Bitcoin out loud, at least in this space or what have you. But it's almost like he's starting to get it. It's almost like he's starting to fully understand the issues at hand, considering that, you know, he is seemingly going to take Twitter for a free speech, you know, free speech fight. And so we say it all the time, Bitcoin is the free speech money. And if he's really trying to do what he says he's going to do, then it's upon him to adopt Bitcoin in Twitter. And of course, there's a board and all that other stuff behind the scenes, you know, corporate structure of Twitter, where he can't just do things willy-nilly and just like add stuff because he wants to.
He can now, dude. Yeah, it's a private company.
Exactly. So like, it seems like he's starting to get the issues that we talk about all the time. And so, you know, I put it out on our YouTube over the weekend. Like, is he actually in the fight for free speech? Because it seems like he's starting to get it. And of course, people's incentives will lead you down certain paths. But I mean, it looks like he's slowly starting to distance himself from the shitcoinery and realizing that, like, yes, if he really wants that free speech platform, then he will have to adopt Bitcoin. But hey, you know,
it let's see, the jury's still out.
That, dude, the you took the words right out of my mouth.
The jury is still out. We shall see it. But anyways, let's get to the news. Big news today. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to address the title, right? I said Michael Saylor, you are still early to Bitcoin. He didn't say that directly. Of course he didn't say that directly. I mean, I think he definitely has said that directly many times, but that's not what I was referring to specifically. What I was referring to specifically, and I think this poll has a tremendous amount of signal, right? So it says December 4th, so it was Sunday. It says, the question is, do you have a Bitcoin wallet installed on your mobile phone that supports Lightning? Very interesting. The vast majority of people said no. Only 40% said yes. Now, what's really interesting about this, and shout out to Alex, host of Cafe Bitcoin and Swan, and this Swan's Cafe Bitcoin, which is awesome. He said it in the beginning, right? He said when I brought this up earlier, he said this tells you everything. Because I think we all, like, think about the majority of people that follow Saylor. You could surmise, you could make a speculation that the vast majority of are them are Bitcoiners or people that are into Bitcoin, at least from an investment perspective. So I think it speaks volumes that the vast majority of people in this poll, 60%, they don't have a Bitcoin wallet, or if they do have a Bitcoin wallet, they don't know if that Bitcoin wallet has Lightning support in the first place. So that being said, that tells me that we are still early AF. That's what that tells me, man. This is crazy, dude. I was very surprised. I thought this would be flipped, where yes are 60% and no are yes, people, they have a mobile wallet that supports Lightning, and then no is the 40%, but it was flipped. And that just tells me, man, we're early. People still don't understand self-custody. People are still early to Lightning. They don't understand Lightning. For example, Blue Wallet is a very common wallet that people use, and it has Lightning. So I wonder what percentage of these people have Blue Wallet installed, but they just don't know how to interact with Lightning. It's another question, man. But again, this makes me incredibly bullish, specifically if you're class of 2020. I know that from an individual basis, you must feel like, you know, I missed the party. I completely disagree. I think the party is just starting. And I think this poll is just another example of that. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts? And then we'll move on.
Well, I mean, I obviously believe that we are definitely early. I say it all the time. The Bitcoin price is a real-time metric of people's understanding of Bitcoin. And if people understood Bitcoin, the price would be a lot higher, in my opinion, right now. And then to the poll point, you know, it's, if you look at the numbers, how many people voted, like, this is a statistically relevant poll with 55,000 people voting on Twitter. Obviously, it is a little biased and it's interesting to see, considering I don't know how many of Saylor's followers are just like ardent Bitcoiners, but I'd wonder what the results would be if he asked if people had just a pure Bitcoin wallet on their phone as well. So it's interesting, the results, because I mean, people still on Twitter think that Lightning is vaporware, and we go out all the time and jokingly say, like, you know, Lightning, it simply works, guys. Like, it's not vaporware. You know, if you're in the shitcoin casino, you might not understand the amount of development on Lightning and all the stuff going on around Bitcoin that people are using it. You know, I use Lightning all the time. It's basically all I use is Lightning and main chain Bitcoin. But I wonder what the results would be if he asked if people just had a Bitcoin wallet, because Nico, I'm hearing some background now.
Yeah, sorry, something played automatically.
You know, because, hey, if most of the people following Saylor are, you know, purely Bitcoiners, it might be, and there might be different results if you just asked if you had a Bitcoin wallet on their phone. But hey, maybe a lot of Bitcoiners still aren't using Lightning and then they still just want to use main chain. Maybe they're a bunch of Bitcoin miners and they want to pay them fees so that we can keep the network going. But hey, I agree with you, man. I do believe we are early to Bitcoin. Obviously, we are still only in the third halving cycle. And this is going to be, decades, if not centuries long experiment. So obviously we are early, man. And, shouts out to the people out there that are saying in the chat, you know, go use Moon, go use Phoenix, go use Breeze Wallet. These are the Lightning wallets you should be using on your phone if you want to easily onboard yourself to Lightning.
100%. And what the Beauty On says it best, right? It has to be ethical Bitcoin wallets, right? It's Moon, Wallet Satoshi, I think he says, and Blue Wallet, I think, is a great example. And I'm sure there's countless others. Anyways, getting into some of the news, this is just total clown world, right? Headline, Wall Street Journal, quote, must inflation be brought down all the way to 2%? That's right, guys. The monetary demons, they don't think 2% theft is enough. They want to justify more than 2%. Absolutely nuts. So check out the cope of this article. And while I read it, I want you guys to internalize what the current realized monetary inflation rate of Bitcoin is. It's sitting pretty at 1.76%. And the halving ensures that number continues to go down. And while that's happening over in Bitcoin land, in fiat land, 2% ain't enough. Now we have to take it. We have to take it up a notch to 4%. Now, what's really tragic to this, guys, is think about who inflation hurts the most, right? Inflation hurts the lower and middle classes that don't have the means to save in assets. Therefore, they don't benefit from asset inflation, right? If you've been living under a rock, basically real estate prices have doubled in the last 2 years, and it completely correlates with the amount of money that they're printing. So it's not even that the real estate that you're holding is going up in value. It's just keeping value with the real rate of inflation, in my opinion, because we all know that they really rigged the CPI. Anyways, goes on to say, this past week, a string of data. It says, why must inflation be 2%? Is a question that obsessed central bankers back when inflation was stubbornly below their favorite target. This past week, a string of data has suggested that inflation is finally on a downward trend. The U.S. Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index includes food and energy, and the Federal Reserve preferred measure of inflation recorded its second smallest monthly increase for the year. Even as consumer spending jumped and job growth continued, meanwhile, Eurozone inflation receded to 10% in November, suggesting that October's 10.6 was the peak. Stocks have rallied, especially after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that interest rates will go up in smaller increments from now on, but also indicated that the tightening is far from over. Indeed, central bankers don't ultimately care if inflation stops rising. They want it to go down back to the 2% number they are mandated to hit. It underscores the misalignment between the interests and everybody else's, which should worry investors. So it's interesting. So it's they're angling it. I mean, it is the Wall Street Journal from the perspective of investors. But what about everybody else? What if you don't have the means to be an investor? What about that? Right? Like it's absolute crazy to me. And it kind of goes back to this concept of misaligned incentives. Right. In Bitcoin, everyone's incentives are aligned. Everyone could win. Right. Of course, Michael Saylor has more purchasing power than you. But let's say, you know, you put in $100, $200 into Bitcoin, whatever you feel comfortable with, you know, you put it aside, you save it in Bitcoin. You're still going to benefit in terms of percentages, just the same as Michael Saylor. When Bitcoin goes down, right? The sword cuts both ways, right? Michael Saylor, because he has more purchasing power, he's going to be down a lot worse than you in fiat wise, but in percentages, you guys are down roughly the same, right? So, I mean, it's just fascinating to me that you can have an entire article justifying 4% theft. That makes it incredibly harder for the lower and middle classes. That's okay, because investors are going to be hurt. You know, and it's like, look, whichever way you look at it, it's like in a system where few win and everybody loses versus a system where everybody could win, I don't know. I personally think Bitcoin is a better system. It's more equitable. It's more equal, right? Like, their system is a scam. It's a system where a few elites get to benefit. Max Keiser coined the term contillionaires, and everybody else gets holding the bat. Look, the reality is, if you're under the age of 35, you own nothing. And their propaganda is at this point where they're even telling you you're going to... Not, it's like, not only do you know nothing, they have to tell you, you own nothing and be happy. You have to be happy too. Like, it's just, and then who's going to own everything? They don't tell you that part. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, bro? This is clown world confirmed.
Well, obviously, but first, Nico, you're not supposed to ask that question, who owns everything? Obviously not us. So, hey, stop thinking critically, Nico. Anyways, the amount of cope in this article, like, man, it's insane. It's like, okay, you know, be okay with only losing a little bit more of your money, guys. Like, it's okay. It's not that much. It's only, you know, 2-4%. It's not too big of a deal, guys. Be okay with getting robbed just a little bit, only a little bit. And it just brings me back to the simple questions that we try to ask here consistently since it came up to us like about 2 months ago. It's like, why are we being forced to use a money that is designed to steal from us? Why is this the status quo? And why is there a small cabal of people who control who we can and can't send money to? Like, who gave them this power? And why do they think that they can decree this from up high? Like, I don't know about you, but hey, I am an American, and I do believe in the freedom of association, the freedom to transact, the freedom of speech, and this is all we want to do here as Bitcoiners. We just want to ensure, as Eric Kayson says, that we aren't getting robbed. Like, we just want a money that doesn't get debased, and we're the crazy ones. Like, guys, the jig is up. This is why we Bitcoin. This is why we come out here every single day to try to spread this message so that we can open up people's minds to the theft of inflation, the theft of the fiat legacy system, and the fact that they try to force this down our throats as good. Like, this is insanity. This is clown world. And, you know, this is why we always say take back your money. Like, opt out, save in Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self-custody, and you can avoid all this madness because they can't take your Bitcoin unless you give it to them. So, man, we have the solution to this problem, and it's upon us as Bitcoiners to spread that message, and this is why we do what we do.
Amen to that, brother. All right, guys, let's check this out. So we've been kind of doubling down on this rules for the eaten but not for me, like, type of concept. And I think it's just... Stacey Herbert posted this last week and we covered it, but it's just this idea. Look, if the system itself is based on theft, why would anybody care? And whether that's people going into Apple stores, looting the whole thing blind, like, think about what the people on the top are doing. They're basically doing the same thing. So it's like, they're normalizing this theft, and it's completely different rules than what the rest of us are made to follow, right? And I'm going to go down this timeline, but basically, this is the Wall Street Journal again. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried says he can't account for billions sent to Almeida, right? So it's like, it's okay. Can't account for billions. Like, poor guy, right? We have Mr. Wonderful. Like, I believe him. Poor guy. We give him a round of applause, like the New York Times thing. Like, boo-hoo. He's a young guy. He just can't count for billions. I don't know what happened. Anyways, it goes on to say FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried said he can't explain what happened to billions of dollars that customers of his failed cryptocurrency exchange sent to the bank accounts of his trading firm, Almeida Research. And he said he couldn't rule out the possibility that money deposited by FTX customers who were told their money was there alone was in fact lent to Almeida. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Bankman-Fried distanced himself from Almeida, saying he had stepped back from running the firm and had little insight into his workings, even though he owned 90% of it. Goes on to say some FTX customers made deposits by wiring money to Almeida-controlled bank accounts with the intention that the money is used to fund their FTX accounts. That was legacy of the exchange early days when FTX didn't have its own bank account, Mr. Brinkman said. Over time, FTX customers deposited more than $5 billion in those Almeida accounts. He said, now those funds are gone. Oh, boo-hoo, those funds are gone. Right, so this is the rules that FTX is, you know, they're okay with this. You have this article by Responsible Statecraft. Name of the article is "The Pentagon Fails Its Fifth Audit in a Row." Goes on to say, Department of Defense revealed that it has failed its fifth consecutive audit. I would not say that we flunked, said DOD Comptroller Mike Conrad, although his office did note the Pentagon only managed to account for 39% of its $3.5 trillion in assets. quote, the process is important for us to do and is making us get better. It is not making us get better as fast as we want. So 61% of $3.5 trillion in assets is unaccounted for. And the framing, dude, is just like, it blows my mind. But you peasant, check this out. The IRS reminds Americans earning over $600 on PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App transactions to report their earnings. This is the cherry on top. The new rule comes as a result of the American Rescue Plan of Act of 2021. So, like, remember the Inflation Reduction Act, American Rescue. It's like, at this point, like, it feels like they're spitting on our faces. That's what it feels like. The IRS reminds Americans earning over $600 on PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App transactions to report their earnings. The Pentagon fails its fifth audit in a row. 61% of $3.5 trillion unaccounted for. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried says he can't account for billions sent to Almeida. I guess, I you know what? I'm starting to understand it now. It's any amount over 600 has to be reported to the IRS, but I guess anything above a billion or a trillion, that's okay. That's fine. Total fucking clown world. And this is what we're talking about when we say misaligned incentives. Right? It's like the few bureaucratic elite, the contillionaires, are literally squeezing as much as humanly possible. They don't want you to own anything and be happy, but they don't even adhere to their own standards. They break them willy-nilly. In fact, not only do they break them, they get a round of applause, like as if they're some sort of victim. Look, they're either so disconnected from reality, or in my opinion, what I think is really going on is they're letting you know this is a hierarchy. That's what they're letting you. It's like, look, we know, we're letting you know this is how it works. You are here and we are here and we play by different rules because that's how it is. And you know what? That's what you would have to deal with if Bitcoin wasn't a thing. But now Bitcoin is a thing. So now you have an option, an alternative to use to opt out completely. And that's why they hate it. That's why they release this stuff. Because they don't want to play on equal footing with you. And then tie this in with what we were talking about with the media. The media doesn't want to play equal with you. They want their credentials. They want their privilege. They can't have just a peasant that pays $8 having a blue check mark. Nah. They need to know you're below them, right? And now with Bitcoin saying, hey, you could save, you could protect your wealth just as much as the rich guy. And the rich guy's like, no, that's not fair. That's not possible. Well, it is fair. And tough luck, man. It's a long time coming, dude. But yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, dude. What is 61% of 3.5 trillion? Like, it's so ridiculous. 3.5 times $2.1 trillion unaccounted for. No problem. It's all good. Trillion with the T, dude. With the T. Not B. With the T. That's more. Dude, what's the market cap of Bitcoin? The market cap of Bitcoin is like what? 300 billion? Anyways, clown world confirm. Opti. What are your thoughts on all this, bro?
Well, my first thought, it's like, it's almost like the fiat legacy system is designed to lose money into black holes. Not going to go further because we're trying to keep our YouTube channel up. But I keep getting reminded of the South Park meme, like, I'm sorry, we're so sorry, you know, and then the it's gone. SBF on this tour of just going around saying, I'm sorry for losing billions of dollars, guys. I don't know where I misplaced those billions of dollars. It's, man, it's really really like a slap in the face. And furthermore, I was making this comment to a friend. His like full autistic Vitalik Wonder Kid act of where they act really, you know, they're so autistic and weird that you know makes you think that he's a genius. It's like, I just hope that this act doesn't continue to get paraded around and people wake up to this idea of like, just because they act like they're socially awkward doesn't make them a genius. It could also mean that they're stupid. But hey, I'm not the one misplacing billions of dollars, nor giving him billions of dollars, trillions of dollars that for him to, you know, work on. But man, just to that point of the Pentagon, like we say it all the time, the meme of rules for thee, but not for me. And that news is just insane. Like To me, it just further proves that the powers that be have lost control and they're scrambling to gain control. And I'm talking about the PayPal news. The fact that they want to track and bag every transaction over $600 to me is proof that they have lost control, because they know what Bitcoin can do to not only their power, but for us as the individual. And convince me otherwise, but taxes is all about control. The amount of money that they can try to, you know, siphon from us won't even cover the debt that they have created and the amount of money that they print. And so to me, it's all about control. It's all about keeping the little man down. And the fact that they're trying to track and bag every transaction or over $600 is what you said, man. It's like, hey, the peasant can't spend money more than $600. But hey, if we're spending billions of dollars, that shit just disappears and everyone is okay with it. So,
sorry. I'm young. I'm accountant. We're going to try to do better next time. Can you imagine telling IRS? Can you imagine telling the IRS that excuse? Right. I know it's not exactly what you want, but next time we're going to do better.
I'll do better.
$2.1 trillion. Sorry. Dude, how do they take themselves? It's because it's not about, they know it, but they just want to let you know. It's like, look, this is how things are.
Like, yeah, it's like you said, a pure hierarchy move. It's like, they know that we know that it's like, look, peasant, you can't do anything about it. Now shut up. Someone said in the chat better, like, this isn't clown world. Like, this is pure oppression.
Yeah, and, yeah, straight
we
up.
We just got to eat it. Like, this is insane.
The world $600? Oh, let me know where that's from. Like, what is that?
Hey, but billions go missing? It's all good, bro. Like,
can you imagine?
Go run around the Bahamas.
Probably the IRS is like, it's just $2.1 trillion. It's like, and then they're like, oh, okay, no, it's okay. He's a trillionaire. It's a quintillionaire. It's we understand. Try to do better next time. Bro, you tell that to IRS, they'll fucking, what's that meme? Straight to jail. All right? Like, dude, it's so ridiculous. Anyways, let's get to the culture. We got a lot to cover.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Okay. Nico, are you going to do the BitBlock boom?
I am going to do the BitBlock boom. Thanks for reminding me, bro. I was surprised. I didn't see your
screen share. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, I want to give a shout out to a true Bitcoin conference, BitBlock Boom. Network with fellow Bitcoiners in Austin, Texas, August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 2023. This is not a shitcoin, NFT, or blockchain event. We talk about Bitcoin, and more Bitcoin. So definitely go check out BitBlock Boom.
Opti, right,
what do you have for us today, bro?
Well, as I told you in the beginning, you can if you want. Well, I told you guys in the beginning, man, I got a call this weekend. This is a true Bitcoin horror story. One of my friends got wrecked. He's convinced that he downloaded a Bitcoin desktop wallet and he got phished and he got wrecked because a couple days after downloading a wallet, desktop app, his Bitcoin just magically disappeared out of his Bitcoin wallet. And there is one little mistake that he had made. He did not verify the release. He didn't do, you know, he didn't verify the signing release, and he just downloaded a wallet onto his computer, sent some Bitcoin to it, and then it disappeared. So today is more of like a PSA, guys. We tell you all the time, there is no one to call. There is no one to, there's no rewind button in Bitcoin. And while I definitely, on my side, I downloaded what he told me he downloaded, and I verified the signing release, and to me, it seemed like it was okay. So I'm not exactly sure if he has exactly pinpointed the problem, whether it was him not verifying the signing release of the Bitcoin wallet that he downloaded, or rather that his whole computer has been compromised. But today's PSA, guys, is I know it's very, you may be daunted out there by downloading stuff and then sending your Bitcoin, and you think you're not a computer guy, you're not a, you know, crypto hacker or what have you, but I have over here, and he didn't download Bitcoin Core. I'm just using Bitcoin Core as an example of what I mean. So for you guys out there, this is not to get you guys scared, but there is some best practices that you need to account for, that you need to go through when you are downloading Bitcoin wallets on your computer and sending your Bitcoin. And one of them is verifying the signature releases. And as you can see here on the Bitcoin.org website, it says optional. And if you're a Bitcoiner, we would say it is more than just optional. This is something that you should be doing, and you're going to have to download PGP to verify the hashes. But guys, this is a step that you do not want to overlook, because you can wreck yourself if you're downloading a software that you don't know what you're doing, and then you're sending your Bitcoin out there. And so again, guys, most Bitcoin wallets will have a process for you to verify the signature releases, and it's something that you guys should definitely take seriously. Do not overlook it. Do not just download a Bitcoin wallet to your computer and then send your Bitcoin, your life savings to it, or else you may get wrecked. And I feel for my buddy. This is absolutely horrible. He's definitely a little disillusioned and he's feeling the pain. But again, guys, you have to verify the signature releases, because you don't know what you're downloading on your computer. And as we tell you guys all the time, criminals, hackers out there, they want your Bitcoin. Shitcoiners want your Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is the most valuable money in the world. And man, this really sucks. You know, I only am saying this on the show, not to scare people, but to just do a PSA out there that, guys, if you're downloading desktop apps to your computer, you need to verify these releases, or else you may be downloading something and you have no clue what it is on your computer. And when you send your Bitcoin to it, it can magically disappear because you're not in control of that software and someone has some kind of malware on their computer. Again, this isn't in any wallet in particular. This is more of a PSA in general, because when I verified the signature release of the specific wallet, I got all good. I was able to verify it. So I'm still unsure whether we have pinpointed the problem. But again, this is something you do not want to go through. This is one of those Bitcoin horror stories of just overlooking something as simple as verifying the signature release of the Bitcoin wallet that you download on your computer. Because again, you don't know what you're downloading on your laptop or your desktop. And you want to be very careful when it comes to your Bitcoin, because again, there is no rewind button. There's no one to go blame, even though you might want to blame someone for, you know, recommending stuff or what have you. You have to take personal responsibility. And if you overlook one simple step, like verifying the signature releases, you may get yourself wrecked. And yeah, Avery Hoddle, again, yeah, I think he may, you know, his daily driver may be compromised, and I have yet to verify for myself what he downloaded on his computer, but I did verify the release that he supposedly downloaded, and so I'm still up in the air exactly what the situation is. But first and foremost, guys, just make sure you're verifying the software you're downloading on your computer, because you do not want to get yourself wrecked, guys. It's a very simple process. Do not get scared by the fact that, you know, you have to use the command line. It is not too hard. If I can do it, you can do it. It's usually laid out there pretty easily. But again, this is a step that everyone should be taking. It's not, in my opinion, it's not optional, because you never know what you're downloading on your computer. And man, this is not the call that I ever want to get from a friend, from someone that I, you know, had told to get into Bitcoin, and they download a wallet and then, you know, magically their freaking life savings is gone. So guys, we are still in the wild west of Bitcoin. And you just got to make sure that you're downloading the software that you think on your computer, or else you can get wrecked. So today was just a little PSA, guys. Do not get scared, but make sure you know what you're downloading on your computer. Make sure you're doing test transactions before you send your whole life savings over to these wallets. And hopefully we can avoid this stuff from happening going on into the future. So guys, this one is definitely one of those Bitcoin horror stories. And again, this isn't anything to do with Bitcoin Core in particular. I just use that website so that you guys can see what I mean by verifying your signature releases. You'll have to download, you know, the signature release from the developer. You're gonna have to do a little command line, but this is a process that you do not want to overlook. Because again, you don't know what you're downloading on your computer, and you know maybe your whole laptop's compromised, but at least you know that you're downloading the software that you think you're downloading. And so this sucks, man. This one hurt me over the weekend.
Yeah. So he used a hot wallet.
He downloaded software. He didn't use a hardware wallet, and he sent some Bitcoin to it. Next thing you know, he came back to drop some sats on it. And there was no Bitcoin left in his wallet.
Was it a big amount?
It was a big amount, bro. It hurts. It definitely. This one definitely.
Why would he put that on a hot wallet?
Because he just wanted it. He didn't know fully, bro. Like he didn't know all the trade offs. He thought he was secure in his a desktop app on his computer, and he was working on his way to self custody. And it's just one of those that hurts, man.
He had such a bad experience. Fuck, man. I wish, you know, one of the first things that I do for people when they're getting in is I always give them a hardware wallet, always. And that kind of, you know, starts them on a journey. And then I explain the 24 weeks. Think about it, like hardware wallet, you know, and you there's different levels of cold storage, right? There's a cold card where you could, you know, use sneakerware and like, you know, just not connect it at all, use an SD card. And then there's, you know, hardware wallets that you can connect to your computer, like the Jade, you know, like the Trezor, the Ledger. And I think the Jade also has a camera. So you can even scan the QR code that way if you'd like to. But yeah, there's different variations of cold. Right. But I would say the message, though, is that your private keys are not on a device that is connected to the internet. And I think that's really important. And unfortunately, you know, the example with your friend is really important here, because that's the case with that. Right. He uploaded his private keys, or he put his private keys on a device that was uploaded to the internet. Therefore, he installed malware. He started a wallet that wasn't legit. And they were just able to rug pull them, you know, in front of his eyes. At least, even if you plug in your Trezor, your Ledger to your computer, you still need to accept on the actual device whether you want to send that transaction or not, right? Like that is like the final stop, right? So yeah, always if you a big amount of Bitcoin, if it's a small amount of Bitcoin, like I have a small amount of, like I have, you know, $100 on my phone, like on the Mun wallet, you know, like that's fine. Like I'm okay with that. You know, that's spending money, right? I got some interesting comments, right? Thrift says, Swan recently acquired Spectre Solutions, which might help create a non-KYC way to purchase Bitcoin. I don't know about the non-KYC, but I am very bullish on that, because now all of a sudden you don't have to go from A to B. You don't have to go from A, B to C. Now you could purchase. So I'm assuming, I don't know, I have no idea, but you purchase Bitcoin on Swan and then you could send it to a 2 of 3 multi-sig, kind of like what Unchained does. Akasa does this too. And that just, it makes self-custody with the benefits of multi-sig very, very easy. But I can't speak for Swan. I don't know what they're doing with that project exactly. Jade is great. We got a comment, Avery Hoddle, Jade is great. Just starting playing with one, great features for only $50. Here is, if a feature wallet does things right, the keys never leave the device. Narwhal Tacos, Jade is cheap. If you pay in Tether, you get 10% off. Plus, look for code coupons. Ugh, it's not Tether. Shitcoins, not good. Anyways, guys, take that as a lesson. use hardware wallets, don't use hot wallets, and verify signatures, what Opti did, and I think he did a great job covering it. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by KaboomRax. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is KaboomRax. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRax. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. KaboomRax.
All right, guys, you already know the meme. Tweets are the bullets and memes are the artillery, and you guys are in the information war out there, guys. You guys are the frontline soldiers, and we are out here trying to spread that Bitcoin signal. This first one, this is more of a little joke, inside joke for everyone in the spaces that always hangs out with me. This is mad about Tesla. Someone mentioned that I say guys too much in the spaces. So this is a meme. He's got it's a play on the Drake with the Dorian Nakamoto head, and it's like no to guys, and it's yes to little bitties. So apparently they want me to call everyone little bitties in the space. We'll see if I add that one. Yes, I am trying to do my best to avoid saying guys. Learning on the job. Anyways, this next one is memeing Bitcoin, and I saw this through Durgigi. He said the perfect meme, Bitcoin meme, doesn't exist. Wait, here it is. And as you guys can see, here is the chart of left to right, authoritarian to libertarian, and Bitcoiners being in the middle and transcending that whole chart and elevating above all the madness as a Bitcoiner. Yes, this is the way. This next one is by Hodl Never Soddle, and he goes, I don't care which party is in control. I don't want to be controlled. And this is the energy, and I really like following this one on the best meme to ever exist. This next one is by Digital Nix, and he goes, it's a play on the Doge, the buff Doge, and the crying Doge, and he goes, the government with an IRS badge. Report Venmo transactions over $600 or else we will audit you. And then also the government. We just failed our fifth Pentagon audit and can't find $2.1 trillion in asset. Amazing. It's amazing. Nico covered this in the news, and we have it perfectly in a meme. This is why memes are so powerful. This next one is Ding Dong 3001. He goes, oops. And we got Roadrunner and the Coyote, and Bitcoin is the Roadrunner standing on the edge of the cliff. And we got the Coyote as fiat falling off the cliff and going, that's all, folks. Yes, fiat is doomed. It's only a matter of time. This next one is, this one might be a little more signal than just a meme, but it's Bitcoin Magazine. He goes, just in. And there are now really 1 million addresses that hold one full Bitcoin. Here we go. You guys That's can awesome. See.
That's really awesome.
More people are stacking out there. More people are taking and chomping up this Bitcoin dip. So continue to stack sats, Sick. Guys. Continue to load up on them sats. Do not get discouraged. Stacking sats. Stay humble. This is the way, guys. Rebuild them stacks. Continue to stack. And over the weekend, I'm almost certain everyone saw the Max Kaiser and Tucker Carlson today. And I really like how BTC Archive put this. He goes, got him. Fox News host Tucker Carlson holds a 3D printed Bitcoin grenade on his show, watched by 3 million people. Look at this smile holding that crypto clutch grenade.
Remember Tucker. Remember what he said, bro?
See investments.
Yeah, probably.
Big into Bitcoin.
Big into Bitcoin. Of course, guys, this is the meme review score. So drop your meme review score in the chat after we give you guys our meme review scores ourselves. This one, guys, this is one of our sponsors, Crypto Safes, and we got Ooh. This steel derivation path.
Ah.
Very inscribed. Cool. Look at that score. Okay, Nico's reading books now.
The 48 Laws of Power. Apparently, it's been recommended to me by a couple people. I have to check it out, but I saw it on my desk. That's my score. Anyways, guys, this is Simply Bitcoin Live. Drop your meme scores in the live chat, and we will get to them. All right, first one by Opti's Kate Army Position Chief.
Opti's Kate Army Position Chief Kate Litter Officer.
Lifetime membership to Opti's Itty Bitties Club. Okay. Next one by Z Logic. I give those memes the best secret Bitcoiner names: Coin Lords, Ladies, Stackmaster's Mistress, Shed Boy. My score is Opti's recent YouTube shorts POV of Christine Lagarde with Opti's head bobbing to the beat.
Okay.
Very nice. Are we out of scores?
Did I
put the butter?
We got one more.
We got one more. Crypto Potato, I give those memes the McDonald's wrapper on my desk. Okay. Did you have a Egg McMuffin breakfast? Very delicious. Anyways, guys, check out Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. You got to go to www.t.me/SimplyBitcoinTV. Next one, check out Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. You got to go to www.SimplyBitcoin.news. And also, I'm going to change it up, Opti, because you changed it up on me. Check out Simply Bitcoin's merch sponsor, clothing sponsor, representltd.com. Opti and I wear the merch every single day. This is the exclusive Simply Bitcoin merch. It's limited drop. It says Peaceful Revolution, Sound Money, 21 million. It's awesome. There's a bomber, B-21 bomber in the back. Guys, check it out exclusively on representltd.com. And you could use the promo code simply-bitcoin. Get 10% off anything on the store. Anyways, Opti, do you have a software release or website?
Yes, sir. We do have a software release.
Bitcoin software release.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CypherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux triangle, only on CypherSafe.io.
All right, guys, so today's software release, this was released December 1st, right over the weekend. Blockstream released the new Core LN version 22.11, and they codenamed it Alameda Yield Generator. So some highlights: reckless new manager that installs such uninstalls plugins with a single command, auto clean update, optimizes node performances and speed. So I dropped this tweet in the YouTube description. Go check it out. Core Lightning has a new version. Yeah, man. Shout out to Blockstream, keeping up the work. So there we go. Today's episode is a wrap, Nico.
It's a wrap. Wrapping it up. All right, everybody. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. Number one thing you could do to help this channel and help the movement in general: share this video. Get the message out there. Spread out the peaceful revolution. Anyways, we love you all, and we'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Peace.